it's really fun to push the limits of your comfort zone, because that's how growth happens.
So it's really inspirational to be a rookie that measured up to these other veteran teams.
It blew my mind. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm doing science.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Outside of the Box. And I am excited to bring another STEM spotlight. And so I have Shiv with me on the show. So if you want to just introduce yourself and let everybody know a little bit about you.
Yeah, so my name is Shiv, and I'm actually from Redmond, Washington. And right now I'm a current 12th grader. And yeah, so I've been working on a project. The project I worked on tackles the issue of a lack of mobility for wheelchairs, right? So my sister is a wheelchair kid, so I went into this, and it basically goes over how can I create accessibility for wheelchair kids who are not able to go up the stairs, be able to go on a trail with their friends. So that was the issue I was trying to tackle when I went about making my project. So it's basically a quadruped system, which is basically a four-legged robot, which basically is able to track over any terrain that it hopes to go over. Yeah, so that's just a bit about my project and me.
That's really awesome. I'm a big fan of walking robots, but I think to be able to use that idea in a way that helps people is especially great. Now, do you have, tell me about like your prior background as far as having worked with anything engineering way wise, to kind of have the ability to come up with something like this in the first place?
Yeah, so I was actually, for the past 7 years or so, I've been doing a competition called VexCDR. Not really sure if anyone's heard of it, but basically you use metal parts and you compete in a tournament, a game kind of tournament, and you have to create the best kind of bot to obviously go over that tournament. So this robotics experience for the past 7 years has really allowed me to kind of learn about building, learn about how I can really solve problems. And due to that, I was able to really think about how I could create my own kind of solution to a problem that I see on a daily basis. As I said before, my sister is in a wheelchair. So due to that, I've always kind of looked at her, and I've always tried figuring out how can I make her life better? How can I do that? So I arrived at my solution for this. Yeah.
Well, that's great. What made you choose to enter this in the National STEM Challenge in particular? I mean, I think it's so great. I love that this is something that's getting young people thinking about ways to solve problems. But what was it for you that made you decide to do it?
Yeah, so I looked at like the effects of this accessibility solution that I figured out. It was 3+ million people are actually in wheelchairs in just the US. And being able to bring this project, just like show awareness that this is a solution that we could bring about, I feel like it gives hope to all these people who don't have the accessibility that they most likely do crave. And I really want them to be able to have more freedom in their life, more independence, something they can really, you know, they can go be a bit more independent in their lives, do something they want to do, you know? So that was kind of the backing why I put it in National STEM. The National STEM Challenge reaches a bunch of, like, a good amount of people in the US. So having that kind of awareness out there would really help, like, you know, this these people who.
Yeah, for sure. Now I'm curious to know a little bit more about how it functions. Whether it requires the user to manually have it go, say, up the stairs, or is it something that is autonomous or programmable to just have it be able to do that, or does it have the capability to be that way?
Yeah, so while I was going over it, right? So in electric wheelchairs, right, there is a use of a toggle. So you kind of toggle back and forth to go over a certain plane, right? So using that logic, I was kind of thinking that if you use a toggle, right, I could use a kind of spatial analysis feature, right? Basically, it takes the entire layout of around itself, right? Around, like, it kind of takes the landscape view of the entire area around the wheelchair and kind of basically figures out just how high the leg has to go up, or like how far it has to like reach so that the legs can actually place one by one. If it has to go up the stairs, it's constantly looking at the part in front of it and figuring out, okay, so I have to go this much up, the leg has to go this much up, and then it has to keep on like tracking how, like, what kind of step it has to take. So it's a bit of both, right? So you're looking at the landscape and you're creating an algorithm on how I'm going to go about achieving moving up that area. And then I'm also going to have a manual kind of thing, because the person is ultimately going to be moving the toggle, choosing, okay, I'm going to go in this direction. Which direction am I going to be going in?
Yeah, that sounds super interesting. I had to make sure that I mentioned, just because when I saw your project, something immediately came to mind, because it was very, very similar. And I was curious if you were familiar with it. I know that I saw that you mentioned the Boston Dynamics robot, as part of your project, like as far as inspiration goes. But I was curious if you were familiar with the robot called Stalker. That Mark Satrakian, who is a battle bot involved with BattleBots, had made, which is a walking robot that he stood on top of to prove the like weight that it could hold. So I was curious if you had ever heard of that robot, because it seems to kind of do some of the things that maybe you're looking to do.
No, I had not at the time. At the time when I submitted it, the only thing that was kind of going through my head was Boston Dynamics. But yeah, I've not heard of Mark. Yeah, I like the Stalker as much. Stalker, right?
Yeah, it's Stalkr. I would highly recommend checking it out. But I just wanted to see if you had personally known of that one. I'm also curious, like with this type of setup, in what ways would this device provide superior function to a wheelchair, other than like the obvious, going up the stairs? That's something that comes to mind immediately. But are there other ways where it can provide superior function to that?
So I feel like there are a lot of gimmicks you can make in a Boston Dynamics robot. Like if you look, it's basically a Boston Dynamics robot attached to a kind of gimbal system chair, right? So basically, there are a lot of changes, manual changes you can make to the robot, right? You can make it so the legs are a bit taller, or they can expand outside, outwards. So basically, they can reach up counters, they can, reach to cupboards, that kind of thing. So there's more accessibility that way. It also in like just emotionally wise, it boosts people's independence, or like, it boosts people's like what's the word? It kind of it makes everything it makes them a bit more positive, right? Because they feel that they can do more for themselves. It's an independence kind of, emotion. Like when we go about doing our daily tasks, we don't think much of it. But when people like my sister, for example, are not able to do their normal tasks of, being able to play with their friends because they're not able to go down the stairs in their house, right? Or being able to go to their own kind of events. Like maybe they want to go to the robotics house or something and work with their friends on their like CDR competition, right? They're not able to do that because they don't have their own ability to have that kind of independence. So bringing that kind of positive emotion towards them, that really kind of boosts, them as a person. So that's what I was going for.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what are your current future plans regarding the project, as far as developing it further? Obviously there's the National STEM Festival coming up, which is a great way to, kind of get information out there to people and to be able to, talk to others who may have kind of similar ideas. But what is like the future plan for this at this point?
Yeah, so right now we have the idea down, we have the concept, and we have a cat of it, right? But right now what we have to do at this point is we have to actually build it. See, like get money for research and actually like do some research on the actual making of the robot. So what do we have to put into the robot to actually, make it work, and the algorithms behind making it like go up the stairs and be able to like actually calculate what the steps have to be. Those things have to be done using concepts like spatial analysis, which are key concepts that will be helped if I go into computer engineering in my college. So those are things I'm hoping to go over when I go in.
I'm curious, is, because I would imagine for Vex that you use CAD in that. What are the big like differences or challenges CADing something like this versus CADing a robot that you would use in Vex?
It's not very different. So what I did initially, the obviously CADing this was more using models, right? Actually like modeling certain parts. But in Vex itself, like I used Fusion 360, and they actually have a library of parts I can use for the Vex CAD model. So I kind of initially, when creating this robot, I tried using just Vex CAD, like the actual library that they created. So I just used Vex parts and tried creating my own part, like a solution for this robot, because that's kind of how it clicks, right? You don't think of everything in your head. You kind of make it, and as it goes as you go about making the robot, you kind of just see, oh, this part works better. Oh, maybe I can add this to it. So yeah, I started with that, and then after using that and getting a bit more comfortable with it, I changed to a bit of modeling. So I kind of fusioned both of them together.
That's great. I was gonna say, now you're speaking my language. I'm very familiar with Fusion 360 and all of that, but it's for CADing combat robots, not robots that changed people's lives. So I think obviously that's really great what you're doing there. And it sounds like you mentioned computer engineering, so that's kind of the direction that you see yourself going in as far as like your future career in a STEM type of field.
Because as like I like to say that computer engineering is where where software meets hardware, right? You basically get to merge both of those things together, and that's what's really important, right? There is like both are co-independent of each other, right? If you have software, you can't really make you need software to actually make the hardware blossom, and you need hardware to make the software blossom. So having an area where I can make both of them meet, that's where it's going to be at, right? That's where I want to go.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really curious too, because to me, like with how embedded technology is in our world and how many different things you can use engineering for to like make people's lives better, it seems like a very natural transition to go from something like Vex into designing something like this. I mean, do you see a lot of other young people that are in kind of those robotics programs wanting to get into more of these types of things? Because I mean I do see that some on my end, but it's a little bit different. I'm just curious what you've noticed about that.
Yeah, so I went to Vex, and I have a like my friend group is entirely Vex, like Vex EDR people. So like when I talk to them, yeah, they're all going into mechanical engineering, computer engineering. So it is that field. So knowing them, like we're all very passionate about building bots, and I think that is ultimately where the field is going to trend, right? So solving problems is not anymore like a lot of problems can be solved from making robots, right? We're not in that area for like 10 years ago where we really couldn't do anything about certain problems. Now we can really bring accessibility or any other problem to light because we can build such robots. We can build a robot which basically tracks the movement of a person. We have so many different solutions that we can make that it's actually crazy or like where we can really go with what we have.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this wasn't a planned ahead question, but I'm just curious to get your thoughts because I know like the variances in how younger people feel about AI can be very different. But I mean, AI ties inherently in with robots in a lot of cases. Do you feel that like the development of AI is a benefit with the capabilities that we have in robotics, or do you think that it's either not a benefit, it's a bad thing, or maybe it's not going to be a factor? I'm just curious to get your thoughts on that.
So I've always heard the saying from my parents, all things in moderation, right? So AI, right, if used correctly, would help a lot. But if we keep using AI, like if we AI like automate every single thing to AI and we don't use our own like knowledge, our own brains, we're not really going to be able to do much after that. So we have to have a mix of both. Where do we use AI to optimize our the field, right? We still have to be able to think. We have to make ourselves innovate. We can't have AI do everything, but it will help, right? It can help with a lot of features, but we have to be there to do the same things, you know? So it's kind of like you have to split it 50-50.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Well, thank you. I mean, I think this is super exciting. I mean, obviously, like I said, given my background, I love the idea. I think that it's great that you have chosen to do something that can benefit, a family member as well as lots of other people who deal with these issues every day. So I'm excited to see where your project goes from here.
Yeah, I'm hoping it becomes a really big thing and actually helps people, that's my goal, and I think, yeah, it's a good start.
Yes, for sure. Well, for those that are watching, please make sure that you continue to follow the National STEM Festival and support all of these wonderful young people that are doing these amazing things. And also, like, subscribe, follow the show, all of that good stuff. Make sure that you give your comments, let me know what you think. And thank you for watching. We will definitely see everybody next time on the show.
Thank you.